أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم تسألهم أجرا فهم من مغرم مثقلون أم عندهم الغيب فهم يكتبون فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت إذ نادى وهو مكظوم لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further questions the reasons why the Quraysh of Makkah did not accept Iman and Islam at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِمْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you ask them for a wage, for some kind of recompense? That recompense is so difficult for them to pay. فَهُمْ مِمْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ, that now they are burdened with the debt, and the concern is, how are they going to repay you? How are they going to pay this debt? And usually when somebody has to pay and there is a burden to pay, obviously that person would not want to pay that amount of money. It becomes tremendously difficult upon that person. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they were sent down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were only hopeful for the reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and more especially our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously that was no reason why they would not want to accept Iman and Islam at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Do they have knowledge of the unseen, that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been revealing to them some kind of information, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously that was not the case. Was there any other kind of revelation that had come down, any kind of unseen information that they may have had with regards to the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Such revelation, such matters, such knowledge which they had written down, and from there they had come to the conclusion that they should not accept Iman and Islam at the hands of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that also was not the case. In other words, completing this set of ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very, very clear that the Quraysh of Makkah had absolutely no reason whatsoever not to bring Iman in Allah and His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns His attention towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advises him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands him. We should never ever forget that the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun with praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are neither insane, and at the same time you have an undiminished reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have the most perfect of character. You are the highest pedigree insofar as character is concerned also. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at all the difficulties that our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through in Makkah Mukarrama. Fasbil li hukmi rabbik, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, persevere, remain steadfast, be patient, li hukmi rabbik, to fulfill the command of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to continue this work of da'wat, this work of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the resistance, all the mischief making of the Quraysh, all the persecution, for all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fasbir, one single word, persevere and go on. Why? The Nusrat and the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will always be there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not become like the person of the fish. The person of the fish here, the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, what had happened to him, and why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such? Allah says, إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَغْظُومٌ When he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst he was filled with grief or distress. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, his incident had appeared and we discussed it in different surahs of the Quran Sharif. Just the very gist of it is that Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to his people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded him to invite. He invited his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He warned them about the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and obviously the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had, the signs of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come upon his people. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, knowing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to be anywhere near the vicinity of the azab of Allah, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, distressed, he left his people, they went out, they made tawbah, they seek from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved them from the adab. He, on the other hand, was in that boat, and then Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam was told to get off that boat, and then into the stomach of the fish. And at that time, Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam supplicated and made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin idh nada. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about that incident, that remember the time when he had sought and when he called Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, despite the fact that he was distressed, he knew that he had to turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lawla an tadarakahu ni'matum min rabbi. If it was not for the ni'mat of Allah, if it was not for the gift that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him, that gift that had reached him, an tadarakahu, then Allah says, lanubidha bil ara, then he would have been thrown out into an open barren land, wa huwa madhmum, and at that time he would have been a person to have been blamed. In other words, he would have had absolutely nothing in his surroundings. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that that fish had then removed him from his belly. But if Allah ta'ala so wished, he could have been removed in a barren land at a time and a place where there would have been absolutely no one to have assisted him, to have helped him. But that was not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him. He was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued to favor him with the innumerable favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him. And amongst the favors, فَجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him. And that is the important aspect, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses them with innumerable favors in this dunya and innumerable favors of the hereafter. فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And at the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah had made him from the salihin, from the pious slaves and servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in short, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws the comparison that, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remain amongst the people in Makkah Mukarramah. Obviously the time had come then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah, to make hijrat. But up to that point in time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained with his people in Makkah Mukarramah, and whatever the difficulties were, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had bore them very patiently, and at the same time, his continued effort of making da'wat and accept and inviting the people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, notwithstanding the fact that they didn't accept Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he went on only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.